Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, and I like that chainsaw that we have in the background. It sort of rings some music to my ears. A rather nice discordant note. I think of necks and heads being sawed off, and I can't think of anything more apropos to the traitorous bunch that is now in control of this government in Washington. We are with our regular here, Eustace Mullins, who we managed to get back on the program tonight. Tomorrow he'll also be on Alex Jones' show at, what time is that, 1 o'clock,
I guess,
in the afternoon, Eastern time. And right now we are taking your calls, and we are still with our caller here from Texas, Rodney. Yes, go ahead, continue. You had another point you wanted to make.
Yes, and it was in correlation with this hate, this unconstitutional hate crimes legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just asked Mr. Mullins, because it's obvious that there's been attempts by, you know, some of these vile individuals to keep people like myself and Rick and others who listen to you, Mr. Mullins, from being able to tie the past in with the present. Because you know so much about, you can connect, you know, the dots with things that have happened.
I can see the pattern all through history. It's amazing. I learned that from Ezra Pound.
Right, and you are a threat to these individuals. But
mm-hmm.
here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of printed literature out there, which has educated a lot of people and brought a lot of individuals out of the dark. Now, with this hate crimes legislation about to be passed, how is this going? Would you care to speculate on how this might affect printed legislation? Because, I mean, to me, these individuals, that would be just as threatening as, you know, a person verbally expressing themselves.
Good point. Good question, Rodney. All right, let him answer it, and you can hang up if you wish, and we can continue with other callers. Good point. Go ahead. That's a good question for you, Eustace. What do you think of the chances you're going to be arrested because of your literature?
Well, I've never been arrested in my life, and I've never spent a night in jail. Now, many people have asked me in my meetings, Eustace, why haven't you ever been in jail? Well, I certainly haven't tried not to be in jail, but I have never been there yet. But these hate crimes legislations, you know, it's an interesting thing that the only people who ever talk about hate are the haters.
That's for sure.
Now, Christ talked about love. I don't remember him ever mentioning hate.
Well, he did hate, but he hated the opposite of love. You're right.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
But he was talking about love, and that's what you talk about.
Uh-huh.
Because Christ talked about mercy and love and peace.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that he lived by. So
when you start
talking about hate and hate crimes, you're getting off the track.
Well, you know, others have analyzed this law that will be passed if we don't stop it now, and that's many applications, and including people who publish, people who have spoken, people who have done so in the past, not something that's just present. You know, you look at even like eBay, for instance, which I'm on quite a bit selling, and you see the restrictions there, and political correctness now, you know, trying to sell certain cartoons, for instance, you know, that are racial in nature. All of this sort of thing now is being encroached upon in the marketplace. So, you know, it's almost like here it is. The brave new world is here. Freedom is what we tell you it is, and anything else is not freedom. So slavery is freedom, and freedom can be enslaved, you see? This is the name of the game, my friend.
It really is. Amazon.com sold my Federal Reserve book for years, and then they changed the restrictions, and they wouldn't acknowledge receiving the cases of books that I sent them.
That's amazing. That is unbelievable.
They stopped paying me, and of course they don't have my books anymore. I don't send them to them. But they're offering used copies of my books for as much as $60 a piece.
Wow. All right. We'll be back with that. And Frank and Austin and others, stay tuned for more. I'm Rick Adams, Eustace Mullins.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.airandair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, and again, we're with our guest, Eustace Mullins, and we're going to go right back to the phones and say hello to Frank in Austin. Hello, Frank. Are you there, Frank?
Yes.
Hello, you're welcome to the program.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I was just looking up this electronic harassment, you know, on the internet today, and I was reading some other articles about our president, and it was just saying that he's like a member of the Illuminati, and it was talking about how much everything that God done put on our earth for us, you know, to receive as you know, for health and wealth and knowledge and his spirit, mm-hmm. they want to take that out and take that away from us.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me just so, you know, mad. And I've been just fighting so many different types of spiritual attacks from, you know, these people. And I haven't had a voice or, you know, I wrote a few of these ministers and these churches and mm-hmm. traveled to a couple of churches and tried to voice, you know, my these different situations that's been occurring, but it's all tying into everything that y'all talking about.
And, yes, indeed it does.
And the Lord, he been you know, protecting me and watching over me, and all these people here have been witnessing, and it's been like a true testimony that God is alive and that God does protect his children.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like, you know, for us to stand fast and, you know, stand
right
with God. Because
how long
believe,
have you been listening to us? You sound like a new voice.
Yeah, I'm a new voice.
Good. Well, good to have you aboard, Frank. I appreciate that.
All right.
And thank you for your words. And you're right. Keep your faith, because he's the only one that you should have faith in.
Yes.
Thank you. Right.
All right,
We don't put our faith in men. I mean, we know there are good men, there are bad men, good women, bad women. But ultimately, the one that's not going to let you down is going to be Yahweh. I mean, let's face it, we can all slip and fall and make mistakes, but he doesn't. And there are no mistakes or accidents in his world and his economy, as far as I'm concerned, Eustace.
No, indeed. I see it every day.
And, well, you're living proof of it. You know, you've been a survivor where others have been eliminated, others died along the way from natural causes, unnatural causes. But God
well,
puts
you here.
Well,
I like to think that they've fallen by the wayside.
Yeah. There's a lot of waste out there to
oh,
fall
indeed
into. All right, 800-313-9443, and we're getting quite an education tonight. Let's take Blake now in Austin. Hello, Blake.
Yahweh bless you, Rick.
Well, thank you.
And your excellent Mr. Mullins.
Yes,
thank you.
Guest. I heard you say, Eustace, you never spent the night in jail. Well, you've already got me beat. I spent one night in jail, so I'm assuming maybe you wouldn't sit down on the right in front of them like Cindy Sheehan did today.
No, I didn't, but I did when I was in Canada. I never picketed one time, and that was some friends. We picketed the Canadian Broadcasting Company in Canada,
mm-hmm,
outside of the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only time, but nobody was arrested. But that's the closest I ever came to being in a situation where I would be arrested.
Mm.
Well, I first discovered your work a few years ago. And then when I found out you were on a show or something, I think maybe a TV show, and I was like, wow, this guy is alive. That's amazing. And I think that's a testimony to God right there.
Sure is.
Oh, it is indeed, because I've never had any protection. I've traveled all over the world, and I nearly always travel by myself. No bodyguards, no nothing. And when I went to Lyndon LaRouche's meetings, Lyndon was always surrounded by bodyguards. And he almost invented these gates that you walk through. This was about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That you'd walk through to see whether he had any guns or not. And nobody's ever tried to lay a finger on him.
Well, what do you think about a guy like Lyndon LaRouche?
Well, he does try, but
I don't know how sincere he is and whether or not he is bought and paid for and controlled. I'd be very cautious of him.
Well,
he
certainly is fulfilling a function.
Mm.
For a long time in Washington, he was about the only dissident voice that was around.
You remember one thing, though, and you have to be careful. All of us have to be careful because, you know, the agents within the movement who have infiltrated and taken over, they will give you almost the whole truth.
Well, they will. They've got
99% of it.
Hook the fish. They got to hook the fish.
Exactly, exactly. So there are some things when they start getting off into other areas, and then you get these characters with flying saucers and all kinds of invasions and aliens and Martians and so forth. It's time to watch out. It's time to be careful.
Reptile people, yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we do have some reptilian characters. We have some in Washington.
We've always had reptilians.
Yeah, that's for sure. Right. Okay, Blake, did you have another question?
I had one point. Yes, I did have a question and one quick point.
Go ahead.
That hate crime legislation bill.
Right.
Passed the
House. Yes, it's S-1145.
I called Senator Cornyn's office today and gave him a piece of my mind.
John's office, yeah.
About it being they ought to think twice, the public servants serving in the U.S. government before they give a blanket violation of the First Amendment like that.
And they haven't even read. Many of these guys don't even read these bills at all, you know.
They haven't read the Constitution.
No, we know that. That goes without saying. But I mean,
well, I knew every person who was on trial in the treason trials of World War II.
That was
Mr. Billing and all his people.
SR 1145?
Yes.
And my point, the hate crimes bill seems like it would cancel itself out. To their thinking, I mean, this Brave New World type of mentality.
Yes.
Hate in the mind would be a crime. To consider anything hate thought, you would have to entertain the thought, thereby committing thought crime of hate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and eventually that is what they'd say, well, we'd just have to lobotomize everybody.
Yeah.
They'll go after everybody. These people think they're serving them.
Yeah.
They devour their own. Roaring
yeah.
lion.
Well,
God bless you, sir.
You know, thank you. That's Satan's deception, isn't it? Well, you know, before we go on to the next call in Tennessee, you know, I was alluding to it earlier, and that's something that we brought up on the show, and how these churches are just putting up no opposition at all to the federal government being so heavily involved in areas where it should not be. Instead of protecting our borders, protecting us from enemies within and without, the government now is providing all sorts of aid, allowing Mexican army to come in and so forth. And here we have these faith-based initiatives, Here we've got the FEMAcrats that the government in Washington using taxpayers' money to reimburse churches and other religious institutions to provide shelter, food, and supplies to survivors. Oh, isn't this wonderful? Isn't this wonderful? Pretty soon the government will just own the churches, take them over, and use them.
Well, faith-based initiatives, the initials of that are FBI.
Exactly. Maybe not without reason, huh?
Yes.
All right. Let's
no
take,
accidents.
Let's take more calls. 800-313-9443. Eustace Mullins is with us. And is that you in Tennessee?
Yes.
Hello.
How are you all doing?
Very well, thank you, sir.
What's
your question or comment? Go right ahead now.
Question. It pertains to history.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mullins, you are one of the historians I've read their works. I've always admired them.
Mm-hmm.
And was wondering if you ever knew a young man named John Wayne Todd.
No, I don't think that rings a bell right immediately.
He was sounding the alarm, giving the warning in the late 70s and early 80s. He was afterward arrested on trumped-up charges. And on the day that he won his case and walked out of prison, murdered, I understand.
My goodness, I think I have heard that name. But that has happened to a lot of people.
Oh, yes. And then there was another president of Harding University at Searcy, Arkansas, George F. Benson. Do you remember him?
Yes, indeed.
He was quite a patriot and a hero of a lot of people. I used to listen to his radio broadcast in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a very well-known name back in the 70s.
Yes, sir. Very patriotic man. Very anti-establishment.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to run a few names by you as part of if you want to call it the History of the Truth movement.
Sure, sure.
And just see if you recall them. And, Rick, do you recall those names?
Some of them I do. I do, yeah. I was studying in the 60s and 70s, late 60s, early 70s, became more aware.
Well, I was
so
a
they're
kid.
Put it this way, they are not unfamiliar to me, most of those names, and many more, by the way, many others that we haven't even mentioned yet.
I was a kid in high school at that time. I'm going to leave you be. Yahweh Shalom.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye
now, sir. All right, very good. We have others on the line that want to speak to you, and we'll get to them. Marjan from New Mexico and you out there at 800-313-9443. And I love the participation in the program. Eustace Mullins is enjoying it. He's going to tell us, by the way, about his foundation coming up and how people can write to him, people can get in touch with him, and, you know, what other ways that there are on the Internet to get accustomed to Eustace Mullins. So you stay with us as we continue with Uncensored Radio, Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support the network. Support us. Get online and support the store. That means a lot to us. So stay with us and join us at 800-313-9443. Radio Avenger Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be back with Eustace Mullins.
introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring Them Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringthemhome.org.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Good call. Well, you heard it from the horse's mouth. True confessions, huh?
Oh, boy, that was quite a statement there.
And that's no imposter. That's the real Sting.
My God.
You know, Charlie Reese, in his syndicated column last week, he brought out some points he calls basic premises upon which he bases his thinking. And here's a couple of them. The American government is corrupt from top to bottom. Touché. If you rely on the mass media to inform you about your community, your state, or your nation, you will, with rare exceptions, be woefully ignorant of what's really going on. I agree. And then he says the universal franchise is a bad idea. The notion that the destiny of the nation should be put in the hands of ignoramuses, parasites, boobs, party hacks, and idiots is absurd on its face. Boy, wasn't that like the Roman Empire, huh?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, our Supreme Court has said that we should follow the legal decisions of other countries.
Well, that's right. Some of our Supreme Court justices, yeah. I mean, why not? After all, Earl Warren said that in the 1950s with his infamous decision, and that was the Topeka decision, you know?
Oh, yes.
And, of course, when he wrote the opinion of the court, he said he was relying not on the U.S. Constitution, but he was relying on Swedish sociologists.
That's right, the Swedish sociologists. That,
yeah.
That whole decision was on this Swede. I can't think of his name.
Gunnar Dennis, I think it was, wasn't it?
Gunnar Mydam.
Yeah, there you go. That's right, Gunnar Mydam. And, you know, it goes to show you the Brown decision, other decisions, the invasion of our states, the sovereignty, all of this took place long ago as we speak tonight. So we better remember.
The Brown decision wrecked our entire public school system.
Of course it did.
And it's still wrecked today. It's shattered.
Well, and I'm grateful for that, by the way. I'll tell you that. I mean, we got this evolution nonsense now being peddled in the classrooms, and I'm grateful. Anything that will weaken the public schools and help dismantle it, I'm all for it. So
well, it all helps.
Let's go to it.
I think that this Katrina and the Rita hurricanes down in the south may be the turning point of this whole thing. It may be a big turnaround.
Well, a lot of people are starting to question. We've got more people buying guns now in light of the attempt to disarm them by the authorities. Not
well,
the criminals, it's the
well, you know,
criminals.
When they picked Teddy Kennedy to disarm the people of the United States, I think they picked the wrong guy.
Well, I guess he has a history of that, doesn't he?
He really does.
We could ask Mary Jo Kopechne a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I've been to the Chappaquiddick Bridge, and you know that she drowned in 4 feet of water.
Yeah.
I've been right at the bridge.
When you're being held down, it's pretty hard not to. All right, Margaret from New Mexico, hello.
Sorry. this is really a really interesting discussion, and
I thank you
for both having this and you being on, Eustace. It's been a long time since I've heard you on any broadcast, and I talked to you quite a few years ago. But I heard you say at some point quite a while back that, and I hope this is not too far off the discussion, but you had talked about the flu of 1918, or that, you know, that time when that. That
well, that's about murder by injection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't. You know, maybe I was just thinking I should go through it again. But you said that it was caused, that it was formulated. I don't know exactly what.
It was created.
It was created.
It was created by vaccination. And the Germans, this was during World War One, and the Germans and the Allies who vaccinated the truth, their troops had equal casualties. It killed as many Germans as it killed Americans.
But I mean, you're saying that the vaccinations caused the epidemic to just go crazy in this country and I guess abroad too.
It weakened their immune systems. That was the whole idea.
And then it just spread.
Yes, it spread everywhere. Everybody's immune system was found culpable of this infection.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't realize they were doing the vaccinations.
And they're still doing it, and they're still giving people the same diseases. They're telling everybody, now get ready for the flu vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And especially,
they say that every year.
Especially the weakest, the ones that can least afford
the children
it.
Children and the old people.
Couldn't get it, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm 82, and, you know, the doctors go crazy because I won't take a flu shot.
Well, you survived it, haven't you? You probably wouldn't have been here had you taken it, you.
No,
that's really true. I had a friend that died of the swine flu shot, and I don't remember the swine flu ever coming to this country.
Oh, the swine flu was Gerald Ford's invention as a reward for being on the Warren Commission.
And he was on that commission, yeah. Well, all right.
Thank
any
you
other
so
questions?
Much.
Thank you. All
that
right.
Was all.
Thank
I
you,
just
Margaret.
Really appreciate
good
that.
To
thanks
hear
a
from
lot.
You. Call
okay.
again. All right. Now we've got Dan in Houston, and let's see if we can squeeze him in right now. Hello, Dan. Hello, Dan. Sound like you're flushing down a toilet or something. My goodness. Hello. Well, whatever happened? Huh?
Oh, never heard anything like that.
Well, maybe he just had a little case of, maybe he was caught in the Katrina or something. I don't know. All right, 800-313-9443 is our number, and I see the clock ticking. Eustace, can you stay till the end of the show, or you're tired out now?
Well, how far is the end of the show?
Another 25 minutes or so.
Oh, I think I can survive that.
All right, you think you can survive? You'll be a survivor.
Yeah.
And a real survivor, huh?
Oh,
all
yeah.
right. All right, the number again, 800-313-9443. Time to take a break, and we will return with Eustace Mullins.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
And we are back in our final half hour now with Eustace Mullins. And Eustace, as you can see, of course, all around you, indeed, we have a good cross-section of listenership across the nation and even the world, for that matter, including Canada. And people are angry like they've never been before in my lifetime, and yet they seem to be or feel a sense of defenselessness, of hopelessness, because I think that many people feel that, given the nature of the times in which we live, as you pointed out earlier, it's not just a struggle of armies. It's not a flesh and blood battle. We're fighting against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness, as the scripture says, in very high places like Washington, in the church, the so-called body of Christ. We find all of these phonies working together. And I see this whole world system, as I alluded to earlier, this world system being created, where America is brought down to her knees, and we're seeing that every day now. Other nations are being given preeminence, like Red China, which now holds the notes of America largely.
Oh, yes.
People have invested in mortgages only to find that China is holding the note, Red China. And what if Red China decides to call in some of these notes and the U.S. government permits it to happen? I don't think they will. Not yet. I think they'll wait. But we saw that with the attempt to buy the oil company, Unocal.
Certainly. That was a very good move. It showed where they're heading anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and just think now, in your time, when you were alive at the, you know, the end of World War II, we saw China betrayed to communism. And Joe McCarthy exposed the fact that, indeed, China was taken over without even the need to fire a shot. It was treason from within.
But we armed, General Stilwell armed the Chinese communists with
and
the
disarmed Chiang Kai-shek.
And disarmed Kai-shek. That's exactly right.
So, I mean, again, this was not an accident. This was part of the program to create Red China out of World War II interventionism. And then from there, so many years later, Red China would be our biggest, most serious threat now to us, not only in Asia, but right here in our own continent.
But, you know, Joe McCarthy hammered again and again in the Senate. He said, who betrayed China? He raised that.
Right, exactly.
And he was the only one in Washington that ever asked that question.
And for it, these scumbags like Stuart Symington from Missouri and Flanders from Vermont and all these other scumbags were out there more concerned about why McCarthy was raising these questions than the answers to the questions. I found that to be fascinating.
Yeah, and they conspired to stop him by reprimanding
him. And they succeeded. They succeeded, but the media did most of the hammering, and the same media today.
They were just prostitutes as usual.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the same media today that put away people like Joe and Martin Dies and other patriots and the neutrality advocates in the 20s and 30s who were wisely cognizant of the fact that interventionism always leads to more problems instead of nationalism and neutrality. All of these people were tarred and feathered and smeared and vilified as hate mongers. Even General Patton was called a Nazi because he didn't want to go along with the rape of Germany and the destruction of Europe.
Well, he wanted to attack Russia.
Right, exactly. So, you know, we see
that
the
was
same
Hitler's
scum.
Program. He was taking up Hitler's program.
Right, exactly. No wonder he was a Nazi, right? All right. Let's go back to the phones. 800-313-9443. And let's talk to Walt in Arizona. Hello, Walt.
Well, good evening, Rick and Eustace. It's always a pleasure to hear you. You're a wonderful pair.
Likewise.
Both of you have a fine background and complement each other beautifully.
And so do you.
The lady from Texas, was that Rita?
Rita.
I want to just correct her on one point. The man that defended John Peter Zenger was Andrew, just like Andrew Carnegie, the Scotsman. This was Andrew Hamilton from Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wondered about that myself because it didn't quite ring quite true.
And he
corrected that.
He was a Virginia planter.
Then
he moved to Maryland. And from there he went to Pennsylvania and studied law.
My gosh.
And at the time of the trial, he was called back from retirement up to the trial, which I believe was held in New York City. And I'm getting some of these facts out of a six-volume set of American history by Channing that was published in 1908.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a little research and went to the College of Law, University of Arizona at Tucson, and found all the state trials. And so I photocopied the whole trial. It's known as 17 Howell's State Trials, beginning at page 675, and at page 721, in the closing arguments, it had the following. From closing arguments, trial for libel of John Peter Zenger, given by barrister from Philadelphia, Andrew Hamilton, for the defense. Quote, power may justly be compared to a great river. While kept within its due bounds, it is both beautiful and useful, but when it overflows its banks, it is then too impetuous to be stemmed. It bears all down before it and brings destruction and desolation wherever it comes. If then this is the nature of power, let us at least do our duty, and like wise men who value freedom, use our utmost care to support liberty, the only bulwark against lawless power, which in all ages has sacrificed to its wild lust and boundless ambition the blood of the best men that ever lived. 17 Howell's State Trials, beginning at page 675, quoted from page 721.
Oh, that
those
is really
words of wisdom.
Yes, indeed, they are.
Well, that's all I have for now.
All right, Walt.
Nice
thank
to
you,
to
Walt,
you
for joining again. Sure. Well, that's fascinating. And, you know, history, again, it reminds me of Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Oh, yes.
And that was quite a piece. Very short.
It was indeed.
Short essay, but good.
But we had so many wonderful minds in this country. This Andrew Hamilton, I never heard his name before tonight. Right.
Oh, yeah, but we don't forget, it was a different era, Eustace. We're dealing with centuries ago when men were far more familiar with the Bible, I believe, in many ways, and far more...
They were indeed. They read it in the Greek.
I tell you, I wouldn't want to trade any of them for these so-called politicians that are in Washington today. They are the typical democracy advocates, if you will, the mob calling
the
tune.
Indeed. They are mob people.
And they are the pipers, and at the same time, they are also being the dancers to the tune that the mob is calling. So if the mob says, you know, we're going to elect more Democrats or more Republicans, whichever, that'll open the borders more and provide more welfare, the welfare state, then fine, we'll do whatever the people say they want, you know. And that is the special interest people, not the people who pay for all of it, but the people that are active, politically active in control. And they range from the senior lobby to the foreign lobbies to the oil lobbies to the powerful elite. And that is why democracy is so evil, in my opinion, and so corrupt, because it is the essence and quintessence of all of these factors, you see?
Oh, yes. I used to walk down Constitution Avenue in the evening with George Simpson in the summer of 46. And we would walk on Constitution Avenue. There were two great buildings between the White House and the Capitol. And those two buildings were the Standard Oil offices right there on the Independence Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And next to it was the Masonic building.
Mm.
Those buildings are gone now. There's a courthouse there.
Ah.
But we used to walk
past
those buildings.
What a replacement, huh?
Oh, gosh, yes. And they were the most two important buildings in Washington at that time.
Yeah, and the courts today are certainly influenced largely by masonry.
Oh, yes.
The whole government, as we can see. And that's a subject that you have delved into somewhat, but not as much as you would like to, or have you?
Oh, more than I wanted to, because I've spent 40 years in litigation. I got several lawsuits going on right now.
What about masonry, though? Freemasonry?
Freemasonry is, well, I call the courts a Masonic fraternity.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, yeah. Can't argue with you there.
Oh, yes. In my book, The Rape of Justice, I have a whole chapter on that.
Good.
And how the Masons go into the door of the courtroom, and they make the Masonic sign of distress as they come through the door.
Yeah.
And only a Mason knows what that is.
That's amazing, but it is true. I mean, I've heard it. I've heard the stories from people who know.
I've seen it.
Okay, let's take some more calls, 800-313-9443 on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, and is it Dan in Houston? Hello.
Yes, sir, hey. Hello, how you doing?
You're on the air, Dan.
Thank you. I want to know, what is y'all's opinion of the John Birch Society? I think John Birch Society says everything you guys said tonight. Do you have an opinion of that organization?
Well, we've talked about it before from different points of view, and let me ask Eustace, what is your assessment of the Birch Society today?
Well, the Birch Society, Revlo Oliver was one of my best friends. He was one of the organizers, and they kicked him out finally.
Yeah, after a while.
Revlo Oliver told me that whenever the John Birch Society ran short on payroll, they had a rolling account, a fund, at Chase National Bank, mm-hmm. put up by Nelson Rockefeller himself,
mm-hmm.
and they would meet their payroll from this $250,000 fund.
So you're saying something that's, it's a little bit unsettling to a lot of people who probably...
Well, it may be, but I happen to know,
yeah.
and I know people, I know two people who were at the meeting when the John Birch Society was promised funding by the Rockefellers,
mm-hmm.
and it was chaired by Nelson Rockefeller himself. And I know two people who were at that meeting, and they planned to buy the Welch Candy Company.
Yep.
And later on, National Biscuit Company, another Rockefeller company, took over that company. And Robert Welch's nephew, John Welch, became a director of the new Nabisco Company.
Quite a deal.
Did you know the man that was the President John Birch decided he was killed in a plane crash? He was a senator? I forgot his name. Senator
Congressman McDonald, Lawrence Patton McDonald, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Lawrence McDonald.
Did you know him? Do you think he was on the up and up, or was he?
No, he was really on the up and up. I knew him, and I supported him, and he was just about the best man in Congress at the time. And yeah, there's always been speculation about how he died and what he was planning to do had he lived. Some say he was planning to announce his departure from the board of the society and get out because he felt it no longer was on the up and up and that they couldn't afford to have happen. I don't know.
Well, he was on the airliner that was shot down by a Russian airplane, right?
Yes, it was 007.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. And we noted that in previous interviews with Eustace because Ronald Reagan was president then, and he was so much a good buddy of the Soviet Union in this new spirit of cooperation that he...
Oh, you mean Red Ronnie?
Yeah, he didn't
even
mention McDonald.
That's what his name is in Hollywood, is Red Ronnie.
Red Ronnie,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know that way where in Hollywood, you said?
Yeah, Hollywood.
When he was an actor.
He was president of the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah.
The Communist Party.
Yes.
And he was a member of the Communist Party?
No. Well, for a while he was, right from the beginning, wasn't he? He was quite with them. He was notoriously with them, and then he became a stoolie, I guess. Is that what they've said to us? Is that true, Eustace?
Well, it was a sort of an acting job. Mm-hmm. He was called Red Ronnie, and all of a sudden he appeared as an anti-communist.
Yeah, that was a quick turnabout.
He was also a newspaper reporter for the Hearst, for some newspaper. He was a reporter, wasn't he? A newspaper reporter?
That I'm not familiar with.
I'm sure he did articles for them.
Well, according to my aunt, who knew him, he was a newspaper reporter. And I thought she did it for Hertz. Hey, let me change the subject. I got our country now being controlled by this gang. You know, they control the White House, the Senate, the House, the Supreme Court. Is there a way to defeat them by using the Constitution's First Amendment, the right to petition the government?
Mm-hmm.
And can they give you a website where there's a petition you sign, you mail it, and it's a petition you print it and you sign, you mail it?
Sure, go ahead.
www.closethebordernow.com.
Right.
And they have petitions there. You sign separate ones. One's to make our flag the only legal flag except for state flags and the Constitution and embassies.
Mm-hmm.
And a flag to make America the English official language and a flag to prosecute by law those who hire legal aid. And several different petitions there to sign.
All right. You've done that. Very good.
But would you agree that would solve the problem, though, using the First Amendment right to petition the government to overcome?
Absolutely. No doubt about it, Dan.
Well, you know, every country in the world has a closed border. You can't walk into any country in the world.
Yes.
Well, I mean, if you try to get into Mexico, you won't get in that easily, will you?
No, you won't.
Yeah, try to fly our flag. Yes, sir.
If you start a business in Mexico, you have to turn over 52% of the stock to the politicians.
Ah.
Yeah, try to fly the American flags in Mexico. See what happens to you then. Yeah. God bless you guys.
Tells you something, doesn't it? Thank you, Dan. Thank you. You too. Well, we have another segment to go yet. If you want to jump on the line quickly, I think there's a line available for you quickly at 800-313-9443. Heavy, heavy topics, heavy subjects, and it certainly beats watching the boob tube, the idiot box, the ball games, and everything else day after day, night after night, because this ain't Oprah. This is real talk radio, and that's what they hate the most.
People, which is that Oprah makes more money than you
do. What's that?
Oprah makes more money than Rick.
Well, I think she could probably say a lot more than making more money.
But, well, there is this, because she makes more money than I do, too.
I don't wear her hair and her makeup and her dress either. So.
I'll tell you, she has become very flippant. She actually means nothing anymore.
Uh-huh.
She's just very good at what she does, and she's well paid for it.
Well, that's the name of the game. And as you pointed out at the beginning of the show, Morton Downey Jr. found out, you just can't bring too much true information to the public because you'll wind up without a contract, without a show, and without a voice, and as he certainly did.
Well, he looked terrible in his last years. You know, he died of lung cancer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he was a heavy smoker and everything. I understand that, but...
Well, he was smoking all the time.
All the time, and drinking, too. But the fact of the matter is that... besides all of the, the flippancy and the entertainment, it was a guy that actually did give people like you a chance.
Yeah, he was He was a man of courage, there's no question about it.
For his time, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, remember the days of Joe Pine and some of the others that
Joe Pine was like that, too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But interesting information.
You know, Joe Pine wanted me on his show, but yet, at that time I had absolutely no money, and you had to pay your own way up there.
Oh, yeah.
So I never appeared on Joe Pine.
I understand that, yeah. All right, when we come back, we'll continue, and we're going to mention that number again of the bill and the number to call in Washington on the ADL-sponsored hate bill in Congress as we speak, coming up for a vote in the Senate. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. My guest, Eustace Mullins, will return.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an AURAC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back. What a full night. Full night tonight. What a heavy, heavy show. Great show with Eustace Mullins. And we're going to take a final call in a moment on illegal aliens and the discussion about our borders or lack thereof. But I wanted to give that number again, obviously, to call to find out who your senator is in the Senate in Washington. And you'll find out as soon as you call this number, 877-762-8762. And that's the bill, S-1145. just mentioned the so-called hate bill, so-called hate speech bill. And that's what we're talking about, telling the senators to vote it down. All right, we've got, in Texas now, a young man that wants to talk to us. His name is Andrew. And, Andrew, you had something you wanted to relate about illegal invasions.
Hey there. How you doing tonight?
Good, thank you.
Cool. Hey, just wanted to relay what happened to me about 15 minutes ago. I'm over at the HEB supermarket here, which is our regional supermarket down here in Central Texas.
Okay.
So I'm in there, and I'm waiting in line, and there's two people in front of me, and I'm going, why the hell is it taking so long, speak the language, to check out? And obviously the lady's got a lot of food. But I look down, and I realize that the checker is, every single time he scans an item, he's got to look down at a little piece of paper and mark something off.
Mm.
So he does this a couple more times, and I realize, oh, it's food stamps. Well, I kind of look at the family, and I realize, these people, number one, they're illegal aliens. Number two, they speak no English. Number three, they've got, you know, four kids with them. This is our tax money that is paying for, you know, the illegal aliens. And I've just got a big issue with that. And I mentioned it to the checkout clerk, and he said the exact same thing. He agreed with me. And after I checked out, he goes, well, looks like we got another one. Lo and behold, I look behind me, and the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, the person that checked out in front of me bought about $180 worth of groceries. Guess how much it cost them?
How much?
About $1.58.
Wow. Eustace, any comment on this?
Well, it sounds we're paying tribute to the invaders.
Mm-hmm.
This
sounds
is paying tribute. There's no question about it.
History, huh?
Yes.
Repeated right now. Well, that's very good of you to tell us, Andrew. I appreciate that. It makes one nauseous, to say the least.
Yeah.
The
other thing we all need to realize is that there is actually a radio station, and the name of the station is, if you translate it into English, it is The Invasion.
Oh, yeah.
Heaven's sake.
Well, it's not surprising. It goes with the territory, doesn't it, huh?
It really does.
It is disgusting.
They're being very frank about it.
Absolutely. Andrew, I'm glad you related that subject to us tonight. Thank you. Appreciate
that.
Thanks for calling the program. Very good. Who's that? Blake wants to double dip quickly. We got about 30 seconds. Blake, hi, you're on the program again.
Yes, I called a different number. It was the Senate switchboard. It was 1-202.
Yeah, you can call that too.
225-3121. And they said, who do you want to talk to? I said, I don't know, anybody. And they said, we'll give you John Cornyn.
Well, you ask for your state senator from your state, and they will connect you.
I didn't even tell them that, and they got me to him.
Right, but that's what people need to do. They can call either number. The toll-free number is easy because it's toll-free. And that number, again, is 877-762-8762. I'm out of time. Thank you, Blake, for that.
Thank you,
Eustace Mullins. We'll have you back again, and we'll tell people how to get in touch with you tomorrow.
Oh, this has been an outstanding program.
It always is. And please stay well. God bless you. We'll be in touch. And watch out for the Mossad.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, brother. Thank you. Well, time's up. Tomorrow night, God willing, back again, 8 o'clock Central, Uncensored Radio, Free America, on rbnlive.com. Rick Adams, good night.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle